Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace.
因为这个是你的教会。
Because this is your church.
你应许我们，你会与我们同在。
You promise us you will be with us.
我求主你的话语改变我们。
May your words change us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我希望呢，跟大家开启一个新的讲道的系列。
I'm going to start a new series of sermon.
这个系列的主题呢，就是起来建造吧。
The topic is to rebuild the church.
那么呢，这个是根据呢旧约圣经以斯拉记跟尼希米记所定的。
This is based on the Old Testament, Ezra and Nehemiah.
这两卷书呢，就是记载以色列国家灭亡以后的历史。
These two books recorded the history after Israel was destroyed.
那么我们见到神重建圣殿、重建圣民，还有重建圣城。
From this history, we will see how God rebuilt the holy place, the holy people, and the holy city.
谈到重建呢，我知道了这个是一个很困难的一件事情。
When talking about the rebuild, I realize it's a pretty tough topic.
包括连从前我们说这个篮球的传奇 Michael Jordan 呢，也觉得很困难。Even
the basketball legend Michael Jordan, he didn't have any good tactic at all.
我们记得呢 ，Michael Jordan 曾经6次拿到这个 NBA 的冠军。
We all know he won the NBA championship 6 times.
那退休以后呢，他就曾经在这个 Washington Wizards， 华盛顿毛士队里面当总裁。
After his retirement, he became the boss of the Washington Wizards team.
在2001年的时候呢，他就复出了。
Well, in year 2001, he came back to stage again.
他就希望呢重建这个Washington Wizards 这个球队。
Hope to rebuild the Washington Wizards team.
那他复出之前呢，以他总裁的身份呢，就选了当时他最爱的 Kobe Bryant。 成为他的第一选秀 number one draft pick.
Before he came back, he chose his favorite Kwame Brown as the number one draft pick.
还有呢，邀请他从前的教练 Doug Collins 呢回来帮忙。
He also invited the former coach Doug Collins to join them together.
再请了当时的两位篮球巨星，就是这个。 Jerry Stackhouse， 还有就是 Larry Hughes， 来参加他的队伍。
He also invited two NBA stars, Jerry Stackhouse and Larry Hughes to join them.
经过两年的努力呢，他们的菜果是一样的，赢35场，输47场。
After 2 years of effort. The team Wizards still got the same contest results, with 35 wins and 47 losses.
他们没有办法进季后赛。
They were not able to enter the after-season contest.
Jordan 有一次给人访问的时候呢，就大骂这个Washington Wizards，讲到这个队啊太烂了。Jordan
was shocked. Once cursed the Washington Wizards team in front of the media, says, "Man, this team stinks."
他说
的 effort is never there.
他没有任何努力在当中的。
Effort is never there.
那你看见呢，当一个事情很低沉的时候呢，就好像一个漩涡一样。
When you see something as dull as a world,
无论你掉多好的东西进去呢，其实一个低沉的气氛呢，都会把这些好的材料听进去。
No matter whatever you dump in, the world will suck everything.
最后呢，这些好的材料呢，也给它影响，变成绝望。
Eventually, everything became dull and desperate.
但是呢，在人不能呢，在神却能。
But, however, to people, it is not possible. To God, everything is possible.
神在以色列最低层的时候重建这个国家。
God rebuilt Israel at its lowest point.
今天我们就要从以斯拉记第一、第二章看看神呢怎么开始重建以色列。
Let's learn how God rebuilt Israel from Ezra chapter 1 to chapter 2.
那为什么呢？神的儿女面对低沉的时候呢，不需要绝望呢？
So why God's children shall not feel desperate when they're even in low point?
第一，因为神纪念他的应许。
First of all, because God keep His promise.
第一节说，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验子耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。
In the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the words of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus king of Persia.
古列王元年呢，就是公元前539年。
The first year of Cyrus of Persia is 539 AD.
这个呢是犹大王国40多年了。
The country of Judah already disappeared for 40 years.
那如果你是一个犹太人的时候，至少你的父母会告诉你，以色列是神的选民。
Well, if you are Jewish, your family is supposed to tell you when you are children, the Israelites are the selected people of God.
当年多么光彩，神怎么执着实在打击这个埃及，把他们领出埃及。
They were so prodded at the old times, and God used 10 disasters to strike on Egypt and lead them Exodus.
他要过红海进入迦南地
，across the Red Sea and entering into Canaan.
但是每一个犹太人都会记得，在公元前722年，北国以色列就灭亡了。
But all Jewish remembered, 722 BC, the north country was destroyed by Syria.
亚述灭亡以色列以后，他自己也给这个巴比伦打败。
The Syria also.Got defeated by Babylon.
在公元前606年的时候呢，巴比伦第一次来攻打犹大的耶路撒冷，就掳掠了他们。
From 606 BC, the Jerusalem of Judah was looted for the first time by Babylon.
十年以后，第二次给巴比伦掳掠。
Ten years later, it got looted for the second time.
结果再过十年，在公元前586年，耶路撒冷被毁，城墙被烧，全个国家就灭亡了。
At 586 BC, the Jerusalem was totally destroyed and the holy place was dismantled. And most people were looted to Babylon.
从公元前606年到586年，犹太人常常在神面前认罪。
From 606 BC to 586 BC, the Jewish people were willing to confess to God.
他希望神为救他们脱离巴比伦。
They asked God to salvage them from Babylon's rule.
结果犹太人的命运没有转好，反而呢，就是越来越消沉。
But their fortune never changed better.
很多犹太人呢会说，是不是神的沉默就是证明神已经放弃他们呢？
To a lot of Jewish people, they consider the silence of the God proved that they were abandoned by God.
那我不知道你有没有经历一个经验，就是好像神丢弃你一样。
Have you ever experienced you being abandoned by God?
可能呢，你犯了一个很严重的罪。
Maybe you committed a serious crime.
自此以后，你祷告，神又沉默不理你。
And you prayed and confessed, but never received any response from God.
无论你是聚会或者你灵修，好像神都隐藏起来。
Whether you pray or assemble or doing devotion, God is missing.
你心里面没有任何的喜乐。
You have no joy in your heart.
神就好像你的敌人，你做什么事情他都与你作对。
God seems like your enemy. He do whatever you do, God is always against you.
你知道当我们消沉的时候，魔鬼最希望我们相信神已经丢弃我们。
When we feel desperate, what's the demon hope the most is we believe God discard us.
他希望我们自暴自弃，好像犹大一样上吊自杀。
So that we give up, just like Judah, who gave up and hung himself up.
但是弟兄姊妹，无论你面对的环境是多么绝望，你要记得神永不忘记你。
However, brothers and sisters, no matter what's the situation, how the situation is so desperate, you have to remember God will never forget you.
第一节里面讲到耶和华为了应验子耶利米口中所说的话。
In order to fulfill the words of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah,
他就是要以色列人知道他纪念他的应许。
He just wants to let the people know he will keep his promise.
犹太人的前途呢，虽然越来越黑暗。
Even though the future for the Jewish people become worse and worse.
但是神呢，曾经通过耶利米解释说，故此耶和华说，我的仆人雅各啊，不要惧怕，以色列啊，不要惊惶，因我从远方拯救你。从被掳的之地咒你的后裔雅各必回来的想安静安日无人使他害怕。
The God explained through Jeremiah's words saying, So do not be afraid, Jacob my servant, do not be dismayed, Israel, declare the Lord, I will surely save you out of the distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid.
因我与你同在，要拯救你，要也要将所赶上你到哪些国灭绝尽尽，却不将你的你灭绝尽尽，倒要宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。这是耶和华说的。
I am with you and will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all the nations among which I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished.
那神在这里说，倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。
God says, I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished.
那这个是一个很重要的属灵的一个原则。
This is an important spiritual rule.
你的罪得到赦免，不代表你不要面对犯罪的后果。
Even though your sin was forgiven, but this doesn't mean you don't have to face the results.
比如呢 你是一个学生，一直荒废学业。
Saying, if you are a student, if you don't work hard during the school year,
到明天考试之前呢，突然间你向神认罪了。
Just before the exam, you confessed.
那你说神会不会赦免你的罪呢？
Will God forgive you?
会啊。
Of course.
但是你考试的成绩会不会好呢？
Are you going to get a good score?
不会啊。
Definitely not.
神的公义，他有要求，他万不能不罚你。
The justice from God requires him to not to punish you.
但是如果我们真心的认罪的时候，甘心接受神的惩治的时候，神说倒要从宽惩治你。
But if we confess wholeheartedly and willing to accept the results, God will keep His promise and cure us.
当犹太人不愿回归到神这边的时候，神就说你们必定，这个国家必定灭亡。
When Jewish people were not willing to going back to God, God predicted that their country would be destroyed by Babylon.
所以当时神就说，如果你们自动投降给巴比伦的时候呢，那么你的城不会消，你们的圣殿不会毁。
But if they don't give up spontaneously, their city will not be destroyed, and the holy place will stay there.
但是以色列人又不愿意接受神的惩罚。
But the Jewish not willing to accept the punishment from God.
你看其他圣经，你见到他们还去拜其他的假神。
They still worship other gods.
他希望其他国家去救他。
They hope other people to help them.
结果神就重重的惩罚他们。
So God punished them even more heavier.
这个城就给攻破，圣殿就被毁了。
The city was burned down and the holy place was dismantled.
有一批人就给带到巴比伦去。
And some people were looted to Babylon.
但是呢，耶利米书二十九章第十节应许说，耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的次十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
But from Jeremiah 29:10, God promised, this is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon,I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place.
从耶路撒冷第一次被掳到古列的元年的时候，差不多就是70年。
The time from the first time Jerusalem was looted to the first year of Cyrus is about 70 years.
神真的纪念他的应许。
And God kept his own promise.
那么他就再一次施恩给以色列人。
He gave grace to Jewish again.
如果神今天你面对神的时候，你觉得神很沉默。
Have you ever, maybe you may feel, feel the silence of God?
如果我们甘心的在神面前去认罪，又甘心的接受神的管教，神必宽容我们。
God will forgive us if we are willing to accept His punishment.
让我们找跟神的应许，因为神是一个恩待仰望他的人。
Let's looking for God's promise, because God will treat those who look upon Him.
神不仅纪念他所给人的应许。
God not just keep His promise.
他也感动他的工人为他做工。
Also, stir his own workers to work for him.
神第一个感动的人就是这个古列王，就是波斯王古列。
The first man, the God stirred is the king Cyrus of Persia.
第一节讲到神激动这个古列。波斯王古列的心使他下诏通告全国说
In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the words of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of the Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing.
波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的上帝已将天下万国赐给我。又祝福我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他指明的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列上帝的殿，只有他是上帝，愿上帝与这人同在。
This is what Cyrus king of Persia says. The Lord, the God of heaven, have given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah.Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them.
很多时候我们面对绝望的时候，我们为什么觉得绝望？就是这个困难太大。
Many times we feel so desperate because we're facing so many difficulties.
但是你要记得，我们的神能够感动最有势力的人。
But however, we should know that God can stir up the most powerful man to work for him.
这些神的工人，包括一些不信神的人。
It even includes those who are not a believer.
箴言21章第一节说：“王的心在耶和华手中，好像浓厚的水随意流转。”
From Proverbs 21:1, it says, "In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him."
那换句话说，无论这个人是美国的。总统川普啊，或者是习近平啊，或者是普京呢、啊，他们的心都在耶和华的手中。
Well, in other words, all the world leaders' heart, like Donald Trump, Xi Jinping, and Vladimir Putin's heart, they all in the hands of God.
所以，何况是你的家人，或者你的配偶、你的儿女，他们的心也是在神的手中。
let alone your husband, wife, or your children.
所以我们不需要为这个困难而感到绝望。
So it's not necessary to feel desperate when facing difficulty.
当以色列王遇亚述的时候呢，亚述的主张是把这些战败国的人民呢移到另外一个战败国的国家里面。
When Israel was destroyed by Syria, the Syria took a tactic to bring the defeated people to migrate to another defeated land.
他的目的就是不希望这些人留在他的本地，将来会作乱。
In order to prevent future riots in their own homeland.
那巴比伦呢？他有另外一个策略。
The Babylon, on the other hand, they adopted a different tactics.
他就是把这个战败国最好最优秀的人呢，掳到巴比伦这个国家去。
The Babylon looted the most skilled people and assimilated them.
但是波斯呢，却有另外一套的方法。
But Persia has another totally different policy.
这个我们叫Cyrus Cylinder。其实就是古列的这个民宿啊，上面呢就写着波斯的这个安排是把这些打败仗的国家的人呢放回去他自己的国家。
From Cyrus Cylinder, the Persia took a new policy. They send the people which were defeated back to their own country,
那他希望
so that they enjoy their own life there.
希望他们呢想就是安居乐业的时候呢，他们就不会作乱了嘛，就国家太平了。
Their peaceful life also leads to the peace of the country of Persia.
这个是谁让这个古列王想到这个政策呢？以斯拉记第一章第一节就是说，神让他想到这个方法的。
Who helped the Cyrus king to figure out this kind of policy? From Ezra chapter 1, it says it's God who did it.
神不但只感动古列一个人，第五节也说到了，神感动以色列人当中有人愿意回归。
God not just touched the Cyrus king, he also touched a lot of people who are willing to return to Israel.
第五节说，于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被上帝激动他心的人都起来，要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone who heard God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
但人面对神的感动的时候，常常是踌躇不决的。
People mostly likely feel hesitate when they feel the stir from God.
因为我们常常觉得神虽然感动我了，但是我没有这个资源呢，怎么可以去重建这个圣殿呢？我怎么可以做神的工呢？
People always thinking about, even though God touched me, but I don't have the resource to rebuild the holy palace.
但是呢，我们从第六到十一节里面，我们见到了神会自己供应他自己的工作。
But from Ezra chapter 1:6-11, we will see that God will provide for his own work.
第四节呢，一章第四节里面，首先呢，波斯王就是吩咐这些你们不委屈的人呢，你要在金钱上面去支持这些委屈的以色列人。
The king of Persia, asks those who are not willing to return to help the others with articles of silver and gold.
结果
and livestock.
结果在第六节里面，他就说。他们四围的人就拿银子、金子、财物、牲畜、珍宝帮助他们，另外还有甘心献的礼物。
So the neighbors helped contribute silver and gold goods and livestock and other valuable stuff in addition to all the freewill offerings.
那不单是吃剪纸哦，第七节。古列王呢，还要把从前巴比伦所掳来的这些，在圣殿里面的金器、银器，通通送回去，耶路撒冷。
Not just those stuff. The Cyrus king also returned all the goldware, silverware which looted from the holy palace.By Babylon.
圣经说总共有五千四百件。
The king of Persia returned 5,400 pieces of gold and silverware.
你们见到呢？神会为他自己的工作去预备，所需要的资源的。
So you can see, God prepared himself for his own work.
我在还在念神学的时候，所参加的一个教会是一个美国人的教会。我的牧师Pastor Jason， 他常常说一句话。
When I was a theology student in America, my pastor, American pastor, Pastor Jason always saying a word.
他告诉我。当你做神的工的时候，你不用怕不够资源，因为他用英文说 ，whatever God orders, He will pay for it。那你知道了 ，order 这个字也可以做好像点菜的的意思嘛？就是不单指它是命令的意思，也是你可以用作点菜的意思。所以呢，这全句话的意思就是，你可以说，神所点的菜呢，他自己会付钱的。
So whatever God orders, He will pay for it, just like the order you place in restaurant.
所以呢，我以后去餐馆吃饭的时候，每次点菜，我都想起这句话。
So whenever I go to restaurant, it always reminds me this sentence from Pastor Jason.
那当以色列人拜惯了偶像的时候。神用一个很极端的方法去惩罚以色列。
When Israelites are getting used to worship idols, God uses an extreme method to teach Israel.
把他们完全的拔出来，插回清福。
God uproot and tear down everything, and to overthrow everything.
神要这样子做，他才可以建立栽种。
So that he can rebuild and replant.
所以经过七十年以后，神就开始要重建以色列。
After 70 years, God began to rebuild Israel.
他要以色列人知道，神没有忘记他的应许。
He wants Israelites know that he will never forget his own promise.
所以他感动当时世界最有势力的古列王。
So God stirred up the most powerful man at that time, the king of Syria, of Persia.
还有他神自己负责这个工作的资源。
Also the God himself is in charge. The resources. for the rebuild.
但是神的工作能不能够开始，只是关乎最后的一个原则。
But there's a last obstacle. It needs people's response to God.
这个就是人需要回应神的带领。
People should respond to God's leadership.
那以斯拉记第二章我们刚刚没有读了，是记载了很多这些违规人的名单名字。
On the second chapter of Ezra, it recorded a lot of names of the people who returned to Israel.
那我不知道你们平时灵修看到这些名单的时候的反应是什么样。我的反应就是很快的读一次跳过去最好。
What your response to those long list of names? My own feeling is to skip it as soon as possible.
那你有没有留意就是有多少人回应神的感动回去以色列耶路撒冷呢？
Have you ever paid any attention to how many people respond to God and return to Israel to rebuild the holy palace?
二章六十四、六十五节讲到了，总共有42,360人。此外，还有他们的仆婢7,337人，又有唱歌的男女200人。
From Ezra. Chapter 2:64-65, it says the whole company numbered 42,360. Besides, there are 7,337 male and female slaves, and they also had 200 males and female singers.
你想想，为什么这么少人呢？
So think about why.Not many people there.
只有大加起来只有50,000人。
The total account is less than 50,000.
当时住在巴比伦的以色列人可能有50,000-100,000人。
Well, at that time, the number of Israelites living in Persia and Babylon could account up to half. A quarter million to half million.
那首先，你要回去啊，这条路是蛮远的，有900里这么远。
The first reason is it's too far away. They have to walk about 900 miles.
很多人已经住在巴比伦几十年了，有一些人。根本上就是在巴比伦出生的。
Many of them are habited in Babylon and Persia more than a few decades. Some of the Israelites even were born in Babylon.
巴比伦是当时中东最繁华的一个城市。
And Babylon is also the most prosperous city in the Middle East at that time.
耶路撒冷当时是一个废墟。
And Jerusalem is totally abandoned, a barren place.
有谁愿意回去？
Who will willing to go back?
就是好像我们已经移民在美国五十年，或者你是在这边出生的，我要叫你现在回中国，你愿不愿意啊？
Just like let's say we live in America for.We immigrated to America for 50 years. Now you ask your whole family to go back to your hometown.
所以他们很多人都不愿意。
So most of them are not willing to go back.
只有这些客户敬拜神的人，他才会愿意回去。
Only those who long for and worship God, they are willing to go back with faith.
我们教会现在也面对神的感动。
My own church also facing the stir up of God.
就是神为我们预备了一个新的地方，我们将来可以搬进去的。
we had a new place for our church.
但是如果你要完成这个建造的时候，每一个弟兄姊妹他就要付出、你要牺牲你的金钱、啊、你就会在生活上面有一个影响、啊、
Well, every brother and sisters of my own church will contribute some money for the rebuild of church, soTheir own life will be affected.
我最近跟一个姊妹去交通的时候，她告诉我，她过去十多年就是为了她的家人去还这个赌债。
Lately I talked to a church member. She mentioned during the past 10 years, he's trying hard to pay off all the debts of his family and her family members.
那我见到他，其实他也到这个退休的年龄了。
When I met her, she has already reached the retired age.
我就问他，那么你有为自己退休而储钱吗
？I asked her, "Do you have any savings for your retirement?"
他说，有几万块了。
Only few ten thousands.
下一句话我没有想到他会讲。
What her following words make me so astonished.
他说，为了建堂的事情呢，我只能捐一千块。
To build the church, I'm willing to donate 1,000.
我心里想。再过几年呢，你希望工作，人家都不给你工作了。
What I'm thinking is, in few years, even if you want work, nobody willing give you a job.
你现在退休金只有几万块，你还要奉献一千块
？You're gonna donate $1,000, only have.Few ten thousands in your retirement account.
神
are you crazy?
是什么驱使人去回应神的感动呢
What drives people to respond to God?
当然是我们爱神的心。
Well, of course, it's our heart which loves God.
也是我们对神的信心。
And our faith to God.
你有没有想过，为什么神在以斯拉记第二章花了六十多节去记载这些人的名字
？Have you ever thinking about why God spend more than 60 sentences to record the name of those who returned to Israel？
因为神要我们知道，他不会忘记这些人的名字。
Because God wants us to know, He will never forget those people who returned to Israel.
圣经说，我们的神用皮带去沾起我们的眼泪。
God used the bag to pack up our tears.
主耶稣说：“我们奉献给神的时候呢，你会在天上自在财宝的。”
When we submit ourselves to God, God will accumulate wealth in heaven for us.
神的记性是很好的，他说：“就是一杯凉水啊，你都这样子的奉献，神都会纪念的。”
God got the best memory.Even if just a cup of water, Jesus said, "He will bless you."
我相信呢，神也正在建立这个、重建这个教会。
Well, I believe God is also rebuild the MMCC church.
所以呢，我们不要消灭神对我们的感动。
Let's do not quench the stir up from God.
不要说让其他人去建造吧。
Do not say let other people to build the church.
只要我们回应神的感动的时候，神的工作就会开始，他就会重建我们。
Only when we respond to God, stir up, God will able to help us rebuild our.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是纪念你的应许的神。
Because you are the God to keep your own promise.
你永远不会忘记我们。
You never abandon us.
虽然有的时候我们遇见很困难的事情。
Sometimes we may face difficulties.
但是只要我们凭着信心去回应神的带领的时候，神你自己会供应你的工作。
God will provide his own work when we have confidence with God.
所以我们感谢神的恩典。
We thank you, God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray.